15.
Aber ist es schon wie?
Ist ja. Okay, good evening everyone. We are going to Eretz Yisrael tonight. And those who can see from afar, we will see in the start of the day or end of the day, toy away. Anyway, we chose for the topic this evening, Be'ezus Hashem, how to be illuminated by the lights of Hanukkah. So, I mean, everyone knows, Hanukkah, you light lights. So what's the big deal? So it's not so posh, because the Gemara says in Yuma, Lam natzech ala yeles ha-shacha, Omer Abasi, Loma nimshala Esther le-shacha. Why is Esther compared to the morning? It's lo melecha to tell you. Ma shacha soif kol ha-layla. The same as the morning is the end of the night. So af Esther soif kol ha-nisim. Esther is the end of all the miracles. In fact, the Gemara of Ha'ikah Chanukah, Chanukah was also a miracle. So says the Gemara, and for the Gemara, nitna likosiv ka'aminon. We're saying that Esther was written down, we've got Megillus Esther, but Chanukah wasn't written down. It's only Torah Shabbat Peh. Right? But Volba says that the Limudim from Chanukah, it's not so poshut. It needs a Torah Shabbat Peh to transmit it to us. It wasn't written down. Anyway, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, as we all know, on the Chafala from a base, Tonu Abonon, Mitzvahs Ne Chanukah. When the Gemara tells us what is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, it starts off Ner Ish Ubeisai, a klal, one Ner for a man and his family, Ner Ish Ubeisai. And then the Gemara says that's one night, what one candle, one light. But then you can be Mahadrin, a Mahadrin in a Mahadrin, as we know, is one for everyone, or one extra every night for everyone. But the Yesoid is Ner Ish Ubeisai. So I wanted to try and explain. What is this concept of Ner Ish Ubeisai? There's a light for the family. So it says in Kadah Kemach, in the Hagdomah to Chanukah, he writes, Oyo Zorua La Tzadik Ola Yishre Lev Simcha. Do you remember Kol Nidre, so long ago? We went around there, Oyo Zorua La Tzadik. Well, hold on, was this 3 years ago, no? When was it, Yom Kippur? If he wouldn't be every year, you'd think it was a long time ago. So there's a light shining for the tzaddik. Says the Kadah Kemach. Derech hakosuv lechanois klal kol ha-toyve sheba'olam b'loshen oyev. The derech of the pasuk is if he wants to incorporate all good things, all beautiful things in life, is compared to the light. B'loshen oyev. Ve'ein ha-kavona oyev mamash. It doesn't mean literally just a light. Well, Hashem, we're blessed nowadays. We've got LED light bulbs. You know, it's bright everywhere. Hardly cost a penny to turn on. Keep them on all day, all night. It's lichtig. Says the Kadah Kemach, no, there's another oil. Ela shalva v'hashgate v'kovoid u'briyas. Oil is a symbol of shalva, peacefulness, right? No strife. Hashgate, calm. Kovoid, an honor. Obrius and good health, the Baruch Hashem, everything going nice, everything going well, that's the light. So, Ozerua Latzadi. And he says, how do you know? Because you find the Pesukim talk like this. He says, Miloshin la Yehudim hoysa oyra v'simcha. So, the Yidden at the time of Purim, they were very happy, their lives were saved, and in fact, afterwards, later, they were given Rishus to go back to Eretz Yisrael in times of Koresh. So, the Golus was coming to an end. All the tzoros was coming to an end, and it was a new dawn, a new beginning. So la Yehudim oisa oira v'simcha. It says noch a pasuk in Yeshaya, kumi oiri kiva oirech. So it says also a loshen, things are going well, kiva oirech, your light is coming. And it says another pasuk in Shmuel, which David HaMelech says, ki ato neiri, you are my light. So he says, hakol kalal toivos oilam. This all incorporates the goodness and nice things of the world. So you see, therefore, Chanukah is a beautiful time because it's a symbol of Oyer, and Oyer is all good things, and it's a family time, whatever. So it sounds beautiful. So of course we do, we eat donuts, and you have your latkes, and us, and yeah, it's okay, we'll have a Hanukkah masiba, and you play dreidel, whatever people do. The ikh is, the Chachom said, lahoidus alahalal, you've got to utilize it to be makid rabbeinu shalom, and we give shevach vodah to rabbeinu shalom. But that is what everyone does. Baruch Hashem, we say whole Hallel. There's no question. Everyone's mekayim the mitzvahs. You say Alanisim. You say you maskir the neis. Hoydus al Hallel. But there's also this Torah Shabbal Peh. There's another Nakuda, which is very important, and it's brought down from the Rambam. It's always, even though the Gemara says it beferish, but it's better to call the Rambam. The Rambam, as you know, is Rosh Medabrim b'chol Mokoyim. Rosh Tevich Rambam, and then he always gives a few akenech, a little hezba into the sugya. So at the end of Hilchas Chanukah, Perek Dalet Halacha Yubeis, tells us mitzvah sneh Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad ma'oit. It's a very special mitzvah. V'tzorich odom li'zoeh bo, and you have to be careful with it. Kedei lahoidia haneis o lahoisiv b'shvach al keil v'hoidoi aloi al anis mishos olanu, and to be grateful to the Rabbeinu Shalom for the miracles he did for us. Be grateful. If a person likes and he doesn't think shevach v'hoidoi, thank you Rabbeinu Shalom, moidu anachmanach, he's not really doing the mitzvah. The purpose is to feel what we're doing, that we're makir toiva. Then he says, the normal mitzvahs, as we know, there's a hagdara, a mitzvah saseh, you give ad choymesh. A hidu mitzvah ad shalish of whatever it was, you add on an extra third. Mitzvah saseh ad choymesh nechosah, 20% of your famegan you give over for a mitzvah. A loisa saseh, all the money's got to give away, not to be over on the lab. Right? It gives a bit of a fear, people don't like losing any money. You've got to give it all away, not to be over on the lab. Here, even though it's a mitzvah to Rabbanon, because it's pesumin nisa, there's an extra chiyuv. Says, I feel ain loy ma yoichal. Elamin at tzedakah. He's poor, he hasn't got anything to eat, he's starving. He's got to go around climbing out. Shoyel, he's got to borrow. Oy moiche kususoy, or sell his jacket. Veloy keach shemen venei shemadlik. In order to buy oil and lights and to light the candle in the mitzvah. So in other words, more than just a chaymesh. He takes his shirt off his back. He's got to do that ad kidei kach to be mekayim this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah pesumei nisa. Then the Rambam says, Harei she'ein loy ela pruta achas. The guy's only got one penny. V'lefon of kiddush hayoyim adlokas nechanika. And he doesn't know how to spend his money. Whether he buys wine for kiddush or whether he buys lights for Chanukah. So the din is, makdim liknoi shemen lahalik nechanika ala yayin lekiddush hayoyim. Even though Kiddush Hayom is Todeh, and you could say it's Mekudosh, and there's all reasons why you should be Makdim, the Kois on Shabbos, the Kois is Yom for Kiddush, but you've got a choice to buy either one. No, Ner Chanukah is Odif. You've got to spend the money on Ner Chanukah. Hoyel u'shnei medibei soifim, because they're both midrabbonon, mutuv lahagdim Ner Chanukah sheyesh bo zichron hanes. That over and above everything else of Koidem and Todir and everything you would have thought of, Mekudosh and Todir, no, it's more important to spend the money on Ner Chanukah, Sheyesh Bo Zichron HaNeis, because of the importance of it. To Zichron, to remember the Neis. When you light, remember the Neis. Not just what a beautiful menorah, this. First thing is, like you said before, make sure it won't cause any harm. Make sure it's safe to light. And then not to leave the house if there's chas v'shalom a danger. Next in, says the Rambam. Okay.
Then Shabbos comes first.
Oh, very good, very good. You see it, Abaki. Halacha yudalad. Hoya lefon of ne beisoy v'ne chanukah. So, kiddush hayoyim, kiddush to have kiddush ala kois. Then we said chanukah first. When it comes to ne Shabbos, which is minimum one light, one candle for ne Shabbos, which means you're nana from the light, or one light for Chanukah where you can't be nana from it. Elo liroisam bilvad. So what does he do? Hoyelavon ner beisav in Chanukah, oy ner beisav in kiddush hayoyim, or afilu ner beisav in kiddush hayoyim. The din is ner beisav koydem. He spends the money on Shabbos lich mishum sholoim beisav, because sholoim beisav. Can you imagine? The din of remembering the nais overrides todir, overrides makudish. All these are yesoidas, mamish, mitzvahs midatayra of todir. Koilas haboike shalala satomim. We all learn the dinim of todir on midiraisa tikka dinim. And called the tikkun abonon, tikkun ken diraisa tikkun. Whatever the abonon do, it's in the format of midatayra. Nevertheless, the chiyuv of zichrin hanais overrides. But there's one thing, says the Rambam, that overrides Zichron HaNeis. What is that? That is Ner Beisai, the Ner of Shalom Beisai, the Ner of Shabbos. And why is it so special? Shehari Hashem Nimchek Lasu Shalom Beinish Leishtai. If you think it's expensive to take his shirt off his back in order to buy the Ner, it's Mesiras Nefesh. He says, there's a bigger Mesiras Nefesh, and that is the Boini Shalom allows his name to be Nimchak Alamayim in order to make Shalom Beinish Leishtai. He says, Godol HaShalom, greatest Shalom, Shekol HaTorah Nitna Lasu Shalom Ba'olam, Shenem Adrachel Dachin Noyam Mechol Nusivisei HaShalom. So in other words, a person lights, and he thinks, Zichron HaNeis is so important, Zichron HaNeis, Lord, it's the Hallel. And then he's got to think there's one thing more important than that is not to upset your wife. Not to upset her. That's the whole purpose. What is Ner Shabbos? Ner Shabbos is, it's more bakveim, it's more conducive, the atmosphere, when you've got a light to enjoy your meal on Shabbos than if you're in the dark. If you're in the dark, the Gemara says you don't taste the food so well, you eat a bone and it hurts, you can make mistakes. So if it's a light, it enhances your suda. That's what it's for. And you need a light so you don't trip up over things. If you trip up, you say, Gavalt, who put this there? Oi, terrible.
There's no look at your Sunday shirt for David's Shabbos, is
there? Oh, well, from this there is.
I'm asking.
Yes, from this, there must be.
It must be. It doesn't say.
It doesn't say to be koina the nay, you're right. It doesn't say that. But the idea is, because really, at the end of the day, it's only midrabanan. So the chiyuv is only is a shvach chiyuv compared to the rice chiyuv. But nevertheless, the idea is the Bali Musa always said Erev Shabbos. You know, make sure you keep your mouth shut for an hour before Shabbos. You know, then Erev Shabbos, everyone's rushing, everyone's you know on edge. He says no, that's the time. Just remember the Ochad Achin No Mechon Nesivat Shalom. And this is a cloud because any time a person's doing something, a mitzvah. If it's not then it's not a mitzvah. This is a class as a Rambam. The person, for example, he needs to, I don't want to give examples, you know, people get the wrong idea, but let's say he's getting a siddur out of the shrank, you know, and there's a few people in wait, so he nudges past him, takes his siddur out, says, what's this? To push someone out of the way? Is that Dachi Noyam? Maybe he says, excuse me, please, can I go past? So he's such a slav as to get a siddur, he has to down on time, to fill up a tzibur. No, it's more important to be nice with people. Isn't it true? That's what the Rambam says. Anyway, that's just the introduction. We'll just go quickly because we've only got 5 minutes left. In order to understand this concept a bit better, we'll tell you very quickly. The Rambam at the beginning of Baaloi, the Rashi at the beginning of Baaloi Sechah. So Rashi says, the Loma Nismacha Pashas HaMenoyah Pashas HaNesiyim. What's the reason of the connection between the Menoyah and the Nesiyim? And the reason is, he saw the Nesiim, they brought all the gifts, so he got very upset. That he wasn't represented. Everyone's bringing Karas Kesef, everyone's bringing the Ketoyot, everyone's bringing the Korbanos, and he's not contributing. So, Lo Shibto. So, Amala Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chayecha Shecha Gedolim Mishalahem, Sha'at Madliku Meitu V'Saneris. Bershon said, don't worry, Aaron, you've got a greater chiyuv than them. So the first kashya is, what, Aaron is jealous? Do you know who Aaron HaKohen was? So Rashi tells us in Parshas Shemos, Rashi says, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to take on the job. 7 days, he's arguing with the Bnei Shem. The Bershon says, do it. He says, Rabbi Yisrael, I can't do it. He says, well, I've got an older brother. She says, don't worry about your older brother. He'll come out, Baruch of a Samach Baliba. He's happy to see you. Says Rashi there, don't think that he's going to be upset that you've picked him to the post, that even though he's your older brother, you've got the job and not him. He won't be afraid of that. He's very happy for you. Umishom zocha Aaron la'adei achoishen on hasanal alayv. Because Aaron HaKohen was so pure of heart, he was zocha to get the choishen on his heart. To have to transmit the message from the Rabbeinu Shalom for Klal Yisrael, it had to come through Aaron. Who was Aaron HaKohen? Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, Oyev Es Habris, Umachav HaMatayah. So we call Kasha. Why was Aaron annoyed here? Why was he upset?
He wanted to dance because he wanted to join in. Yeah. He wanted to give as well.
Yeah, so what? So the Nesi'im shouldn't have brought so much. He should have brought instead of the Nesi'im.
So
if he takes, he'll be... The Nesi'im give the... They gave the jewelry, the diamonds. So instead of that, all the Nesi'im giving 12, so they should give 11 and he should give one. Yeah, is that what he wants? To take away from them? They've got their covers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi. So what? He's not there. So if he does the job, he's going to deprive someone else. And we know that Aaron doesn't do things like that. He's happy that other people are zoich in it. So I thought, what's the Nakuda? The Nakuda is like this. Aaron knew that everyone's got their tachlis in life. That they've got a certain, that with their way they are, the gifts that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave them, everyone's got their tachlis, what they can do to fulfill their chiyuv in this world. Everyone's a yochin, everyone's different, everyone's got different circumstances, everyone's an individual. So the Rabbeinu Shalom wants you to do your job. He doesn't want you to be Rabbi Kivega, he wants you to be you. In your way, you know, you be Mezakeh Rabbim, as like the Chofetz Chaim was Mezakeh Rabbim. But you do it in your way, in your manner, in your circle, in your world. Aaron knew that his whole tachlis is to be ma'achid klal yisrael, to bring them together. And what is the biggest way of unity? We have one Beit HaMikdash, one Mishkan. And all klal yisrael, they give machzis ha-shekel and the mitzvah in the korban tomid every day. And it's the biggest type of unity. So Aaron thought, gaval, my tachlis is to be mekayev yidden to avoid this Hashem, and here I've missed out. So chol shadat or yad chalisha zadat. Says the Rebbeinu Shem, don't worry, you've got the menoyim. Says the Ramban, which menoyim we're talking about? The menoyim beis hashmenoyim, the menoyim Chanukah. Why? Because the Ramban says here, if you learn good Chanukah, you learn that ne'er beis yodid because of shalom bayis. He says, God, the last shalom shekaratay, and in the last shalom ba'ilam, shenem adrochad achay, naim uchon nasi vizay shalom. So in other words, in order to be illuminated by Chanukah, make more shalom in the house, make more shalom in other nechavei, make more shalom in other. And then that's the real, one of the messages of Chanukah.
Of course you can.
You need it the whole time. You need to have an hour.
So the first half an hour, you're going to do it before Shabbos. Half an hour before Shabbos, it's in.
Then Shabbos comes in. Go.